From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, May 8th. As tariffs begin taking effect, North State manufacturing businesses are being invited to a virtual workshop to discuss concerns and resources. It's called North State Manufacturers Navigating Tariff Impacts Together, and it's hosted by Grow Manufacturing Initiative, a group that works to strengthen manufacturing in the region. There will be presentations from different organizations about tools to help regional manufacturers adapt to tariffs. That includes from the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development. It says staying up to date with trade policy, modifying product materials, and training employees with supply chain management can all help lessen the blow. The event will also be an open panel for businesses to discuss how they've been impacted and how they've been responding. Representatives with the initiative told NSPR they're unsure where businesses stand with the tariffs, and they hope the session connects manufacturers with one another. The workshop is next Tuesday. More at mynspr.org. In other news, the Reading City Council has approved a long-term lease for the Reading Rodeo Association. The council's decision at Tuesday's meeting was unanimous, and council members showed their support by wearing cowboy hats. The approved agreement includes a 25-year lease with two additional 10-year options and an annual rate of $50. This year marks the 77th anniversary of the rodeo, which starts next Wednesday. And some streets around Chico State and Chico High School could be getting protected bicycle lanes. Council members agreed Tuesday evening to look into creating lanes along Sacramento and Warner Avenues. They would include a buffer between cars and cyclists. Chico residents and Chico High School students addressed the council in support of the protected lanes. They cited accidents in the area involving bikes and vehicles, but concerns over the proposed project's removal of several on-street parking spots also came up. The council ultimately directed Public Works to gather more information for a plan and bring it back to the council at a later date. Also, last week, Shasta County supervisors selected a new registrar of voters. Clint Curtis will replace former registrar Tom Toler, who resigned last month for health reasons. Choosing Curtis has been controversial for several reasons. One is his view on voting machines. Shasta Scouts managing editor Annalise Pierce says he doesn't like them.
He would like to sort of lead Shasta County in a movement to eradicate the use of voting machines across the country, although he's been very clear that he does intend to follow state law, which currently requires the use of voting machines.
That view is shared by at least three of the most conservative supervisors. A small but very vocal group of Shasta County residents have pushed for hand-counting ballots since the 2022 election. In 2023, legislators passed a law prohibiting hand-counting. Curtis still needs to pass a background check before he can be confirmed. Supervisors are scheduled to take that vote May 13th. And finally, emergency preparedness lessens the potential danger of a wildfire. Taylor Nilsen is the executive director of the Butte County Fire Safe Council. He says of everything you can do, being ready is actually the most important.
Having your go bag prepped, your evacuation plan, your communications plan with your family ready are just essential steps to being prepared for wildfire as we start to head into wildfire season.
He says people should always be prepared to leave, especially in the summer. Butte County has created evacuation maps that can be found online. These maps outline which routes should be used by which communities to evacuate. He says it's also important to sign up for Code Red. That's the alert system for countywide emergencies, like wildfires, that occur in Butte County. Find a link to sign up for emergency alerts in your county at mynspr.org. And those were your headlines for Thursday, May 8th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.